Hey, it's Annie again. Welcome back. And I am keeping with the theme of faith and recovery, or possibly recovering from faith. If you've had issues of injury, trauma, dysfunction in faith communities, this is the subject for you. I am bringing it all under the umbrella of healing and awareness expansion. So, with that said, I'm touching on a subject this time that's pretty well personal. It's something I've experienced for myself. And that is what it's like and how to go about taking times of space and separation from somebody that you're locking horns with, whether there's mistreatment involved, dysfunction, any type of verbal, emotional, certainly physical abuse, if there's drug and alcohol abuse. Sometimes there are just times in our lives that somebody we are involved with in any manner of relationship, mother, father, husband, wife, partner, son or daughter, neighbors, friends, siblings, even coworkers. A lot of times, we need to put healthy separation in the relationship, even just to take times to think and regroup and pursue wisdom and things like that. So I'm just wanted to share one of those experiences of my own that was really profoundly revelatory for my life. One of the first things I learned when applying space to a relationship is that it's not necessarily permanent and it's not selfish. It's very often healthy. I'm not talking about the silent treatment or putting space in a relationship in order to punish or teach a lesson. I'm talking about healthy space and separation for whatever span of time in order to regroup and heal and think and come back healthier. Personally, I tend to default to all or nothing thinking when it comes to thoughts around family members or anyone close to my heart, especially if there's any type of risk involved, if there's possibility of conflict, relapse, if there's health involved, if there's a fear of death or permanent loss of relationship, my mind will immediately go to the scariest, most fatalistic, defeatist possibilities before I stop and actually have to coach or force it back sometimes toward hope, optimism, calm faith. For instance, if an argument ensues and gets heated between me and someone that really matters a lot to me, and that's not, just any argument. I don't get into the arena very often of conflict, especially I've never done it online. I don't like to do it with any type of stranger. I'm not a road rager. I just have a large family and too many other opportunities for conflict that if it's not an important person or issue to my personal life, I'm just not going to engage. I just can't do it. I could argue all day long with members of my family if I wanted to live in that realm of behavior, but I just am not going to do it with someone that's not in my close orbit. So with that said, when it gets heated, my thoughts are often that it's going to be the end of the relationship. So that will become what I'm fighting for, what I'm motivated by, not just the issue in solving it or understanding it. So in realizing that inner process I personally experience, I know often space is a good thing, sometimes even 90 seconds of space. So the key is for me personally is an understanding that it's not all or nothing and it doesn't have to mean the end of everything. It doesn't need to be forever or even a span of years and decades. It can actually just be for a time. Like I said, 90 seconds, even a weekend. There are many instances when taking space allows calmer heads to prevail. It lets logic bloom large and lets peace marinate a situation. Doesn't matter if this is in relationship to a partner, son or daughter, friend, coworker, a break is often needed in order to reset the dynamic. Sometimes I have this thing I call the 90-second rule, where if I've been in a conversation in times past with a client or coworker or family member and it starts to be charged or I get a triggering message, I will take 90 seconds and go stand outside in the grass in bare feet or go walk through the house or wherever I am, walk away, breathe, sometimes maybe box breathing for 90 seconds. And that allows myself to chemically as well as emotionally calm down, revisit the situation. And 10 times out of 10, my decisions and responses are not at all anywhere close to what they would have been if I would have immediately shot from the hip. So it helps in small measures as much as in greater spans of time. So some years ago, I personally reached a point in a close family relationship where something had to change. At that time, I hadn't worked through a lot of my background of coming from profound family dysfunction and trauma, profound. And that's a lot of that's detailed in my first book, Unhooked. So I did have an acute awareness of the psychology of what I'd been through and the residue it left within me. I knew there was damage. I knew there was subconscious behaviors and patterns I was repeating. I wasn't so much lashing out or acting out as I was just internally a mess. I had issues with codependency. Again, the all or nothing. I was always in a state of kind of fight or flight PTSD, easily triggered, highly, highly triggered. So I was working through things and I had an intelligence and an awareness. I just hadn't had a lot of schema or shadow work done and come to a place of healing like I have over the last 10 years. So when this happened, I was personally, at the time, my goals were always not to be damaged, to have peace and to be, quote, normal. So I was definitely a work in progress, but like I said, I hadn't healed or overcome things to the point that I eventually would. So being highly triggered and almost on a daily basis, and often by this specific person I was in relationship with in my family dynamic, it was just level 10, it seemed like, all the time. We were either fine or we were terrible. And there was no really forward thinking or working things out. There was no healthy, safe communication. It was off to the races, misunderstanding. And it seemed like one of us was speaking Russian and the other was speaking sign language. We just could not come up with the language to get through. Neither of us had any type of tolerance or awareness for the other's perspective. We were always just locked horns in defense mode, and it was getting worse, especially from my end. But I really thought because I was maybe more responsible in the relationship, or I don't know, a lot of things had me convinced that I was more right than this other person, which I guess we all think that. But I felt like I was fighting harder. I also believed at the time that I should be kind of treated with a little bit more soft approaches because I had been through so much and this person was aware of it. But so whatever those, thoughts were, we were a mess and we weren't getting through to each other. So communication, it really felt impossible, especially if there was a disagreement and it got heated. Neither of us really had good tools or at all a wealth of healthy coping skills, just to be honest. We often can mistake intelligence or even professional success as a sign of emotional health and well-being. Very different. Very, very different. Somebody can look like they've got it all together. Life's going well. They're healthy in many ways. They're involved in activities that seem normal and fun and healthy. And they can be an emotional inferno or pretty much emotionally crippled and very immature. So it's not easy to judge those things based on how somebody looks or how well they're doing in other areas of life. Emotional intelligence is a whole different planet. So anyway, when things came to a boiling point, it had been some number of years of up and down circular conflict over and over and over. And we were both becoming more miserable by the day. I was also managing family situations that seemed to be exploding at the time. One of them being, I was really concerned with my son, and all of that was kind of escalating and heating up. So it really kind of felt like I was dealing with maybe 7 tornadoes coming in and a hurricane, and the earth was quaking. I just could not get my footing and deal with one thing because everything was out of control, except work was going well, and I was doing well in areas of maybe health and fitness, running and things like that, but so many other areas of my life were just crashing and exploding. And then I was trying to manage this relationship and communicate as well. That was often like somebody, just would poke me and I would explode and everything would come crumbling down, kind of like a house of cards. So anyway, that was the condition of things. Even though we were very much cared about each other, committed to being in relationship with one another, respectful of, the family dynamic that we had with each other, we just couldn't seem to reach a level of stability or peace without exploding into arguments again and again, and especially because there was a lot of outside forces that would trigger us to stress. And when that's happening and you haven't done a lot of your inner work yet and you don't have a lot of healthy tools and you have a lot of outside pressure and explosions and drama, sometimes people intentionally creating drama to cause problems for you, it's really hard to hold it all together. So that's where we were. And when things came to a boiling point, we decided to do a complete separation of that relationship. But we did it intentionally and very much with, we were purposeful and decided we'll do this and take this time with as much respect and kindness and loyalty and discretion as possible because we're family. So there were to be no online arguments, no frantic messages or calls to anyone else to explain or vent about the situation unless it was a confidant that was trustworthy. No relating passive aggressive posts on social media. I really can't stand that when people do that. It's a very unfair way to make a point and try to build allies from one side against the other. I really don't like that. So we agreed all of those things would not be a part of this. There would just be space, room to breathe, with clearly communicated compassion and consideration for one another as we both took time to regain calm footing and analyze both of our parts in all of these problems. I'm not going to lie and say I felt secure and peaceful about it every moment of every day. Quite the opposite. I didn't know at the time if I could ever, if we would ever restore the bond between us. And that kind of felt like a free fall some days. Certain things would trigger me to worry about that because this person matters to me quite a bit in the family dynamic. And, you know, before this decision, I'll be honest, I had done intense damage to our connection by issues of misunderstanding. I would make rude assumptions. I could be insulting. I'm not one that really screams or gets threatening. I'm not a yeller, but I can be very mean and insulting and go right for your arteries. I sometimes had meltdowns. I was had reactionary, you know, verbal tirades that would just kind of go on and on in circular directions of just tearing the situation down and attacking character, just to be honest. And in return, I didn't just receive sunshine and lollipops. I would get distance, coldness, sometimes ridicule, things. I mean, we just were in a tug of war and neither side had a healthy grip. So, you know, one way or another, healing healing had to take place. So at the time, I returned to the promise of recovery and I really applied this. I heard this early on. If one person in a family situation does work to heal, the situation is bound to improve. And I've always called that my helicopter rope. If one person in this dynamic, no matter how many are involved, if one person stops the dynamic and interrupts it and does the work to heal, one way or another, healing and improvement will occur, whether there is full restoration or not. When intentional renovation occurs, improvements will happen. So I really grabbed onto that and just went to work doing somewhat of a living autopsy of my life, my patterns, my past, my background. I got into books. I applied DBT therapy. I went to the rooms. I did everything possible out other than my work day. My life was committed to rest, exercise, healthy, researching, and healing. I did a patchwork process of I am going to purge all of this because not just this relationship is painful for me. It's clearly hitting things that are deeply embedded within me and my responses are coming from that. Everything needs to be healed. So I'm going to do the work to improve. Whether it brings full restoration or whatever I'm hoping for in this dynamic or doesn't, I'm going to do the work to improve. So I sat down in that and did the work. And at first, you know, when somebody does these renovations, pain and chaos may very well hit first, but peace and healing does come when you're focused and you're working toward it. So during that season, when anyone who knew my circumstances, and there weren't many, I mean, there were maybe a few who had an idea, but not many who were close and not many that I talked to regularly. I really took time alone and time with just people who were supportive and involved in my process. If anyone checked in to see how things were going, I often would respond, well, I'm hurting, but I'm handling. So my hope is for a good outcome. That was pretty much it. And eventually, I was healing and handling more than hurting. So as the work I was doing, it began to reveal itself in results and things calmed down. And I calmed down. And certain triggers that felt like Clydesdale horses stomping over me started to be more like irritations or maybe mosquitoes. I was a lot slower to react and quicker to think, listen and ask questions with hope and understanding as my, you know, foundation and goal And, you know, hope itself covers whatever an outcome might be. The biblical root meaning of the word hope is a strong, confident expectation of some good thing. I surrendered to the belief that no matter how this thing played out, there was a higher purpose serving us, a benevolent power that I believe oversees all things, and it comes straight from love, and it's full of light, and it wants my best good. And it all things, because of the God that of my understanding, which is the God of the Bible, I come from a Christian faith. So whatever your faith is, I would believe it would be based on love and benevolence, and that your processes are going to cause things to all work out for good. According to Romans 8:28 in scripture, it says, all things are worked together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And his purposes are always good, and they always prevail in the long run, in the bigger picture. And that was my foundation for trust and what I calmed myself with. When, you know, repairing what seems to be in ruins, things are often ripped open, if you think of a renovation, and tore down, and everything might look like a complete disaster. You know, at times like this, this is exactly what needs to happen in some relationships, for them to be laid bare and then completely repaired, analyzed, rebuilt, and made new. Otherwise, a descent into deeper dysfunction is highly likely. At least it was for me. So I will tell you, doing that work, that renovation, that specific renovation process with that relationship and separation lasted 2.5 years. And to this day, I will say it was that process that not only helped me get my footing and healing and launch my life forward into calm and peace where things got profoundly better, but it was that renovation that completely saved our connection and rebuilt the respect and love we had for one another in that family dynamic. We repaired separately, and then we rebuilt parallel, and then that rebuilt us in relationship. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. As frightening as it might be to put space between ourselves and someone we dearly love, especially I can say it's very hard if it's a son or a daughter, even for a few days, let alone if it's months or beyond that. And sometimes you're not the one that chooses that space. You just don't hear from them, or they kind of turn on you and give you the silent treatment. That is a very hard tightrope of fear and pain and worry to walk. But the truth is, there are times when we need separation for renovation, to restore peace, to heal things, to put order back into things, to make crooked things straight again. Taking that pause is beneficial for anyone, especially who tends to obsess over outcomes. There's so many different things that space and separation can heal. Or even if you don't prefer that space and separation, there are so many beneficial things you can do with it to work on yourself until whatever outcome. But the goal is always for peace. You know, when we turn our heart and our mind over to healing processes, we receive peace in exchange as well as new hope. And the good news is we are not alone in it for a second. Not only are there people available who have been through it, even if it feels like we're the only person in the entire world and we're completely alone in it, there are others. And there is, I believe, a master builder we can call upon. If we turn it over to the God we place our faith in, he can take what seems to be over and completely done, even destroyed and impossible to fix, and turn it into something new and healthy and even strong and beautiful. Had that space not been taken, this family member and I would not have the peaceful, joyful, respectful relationship we have to this day. It's got a lot of the same dynamics, but so many of the details have changed and been purged and removed and refined and healed. I don't believe that we would be as healthy as we are and have been for these past 7 or 8 years had that space and intentional work not been done. And that makes me grateful for it. You know, I could have sunk into the worries that sometimes harassed my mind through that and allowed fear and pain to cause me to believe thoughts that the time apart meant everything was ruined and it was going to be forever. But I was so desperate, honestly, just to heal my life from the inside out that I didn't put much attention for very long toward those possibilities. I didn't let those harassing thoughts take the wheel. I kept returning back to, what's my goal here? What's my motivation here? What can I work on within myself today? Let's calm down and find peace and breathe and get some strength and courage today. I focused as much energy as I could on my own healing and my patterns and pathologies, bringing those all to the surface, analyzing wounds and scars and where everything derived from, and letting healing blanket all of that. And in taking space for that renovation, I can say I made some of the best decisions regarding my own processes of self-care, introspection and self-awareness, and pattern and pathology healing. It was life-changing, to be honest. And it wasn't just for that family dynamic. It changed everything. And in some situations I've gone through again that I've been afraid of or that used to collapse me, and I might lose my footing a little bit or feel my heart rate speed up, but it's completely different than when I entered into that season after having done the work. You know, if you feel like you may have to allow space between you and a son or a daughter or anyone else you deeply love, because you're sensing the relationship is not likely to correct itself or get better unless something changes, take a breath and trust that if you do take some time for awareness, for renovation and repair, for healing, that peace and newness, it will come. Maybe not immediately, but it definitely will eventually. Some of it happens gradually. Some of it happens suddenly. Maybe some of it just happens for you, but hopefully all sides experience improvement and healing and new awareness. So I again return to that promise from recovery and pulling my faith into it, because that is, you know, the God of my understanding, the God of the Bible held my hand and breathed peace to me every time I called upon him through this. If one person in a family or relational dynamic does work to heal, the situation is bound to improve, and not for one moment of it do you have to go alone. Let faith, hope, and love rebuild the house. Wishing you peace, Annie.